For Danielle Stenyan and her mother, Michelle Gerber, creating a detox facility is personal.
He is one of the most vibrant, funny, smart, intelligent. I mean, he's just, he was every, I don't even know. I don't think I'll ever meet another person like him. He was really sick.
That's Danielle talking about her brother, Jim, who died over 8 years ago to addiction. Danielle is a behavioral health counselor. Her mother, Michelle, worked as a site historian at Hanford and is the president of the Benton Franklin Recovery Coalition. People in the area didn't think drug addiction was a big enough problem in the Tri-Cities, but Michelle says one person dies every 5 days in Benton and Franklin County from drug addiction.
That is a low number because that's only what's put on the death certificate. If a person dies of an abscess caused by drugs or organ failure, it's is a low number.
Very unaccurate.
It took years for the mother-daughter team to build a large coalition of supporters, get the attention of state and local elected officials, and convince them of the need for a local recovery center.
In the 8 counties of Southeast Washington surrounding us, we have almost 750,000 people that don't have services. This one legislature said, you're a behavioral health desert.
The Benton Franklin Recovery Coalition has partnered with numerous counties and built the largest organization in the state in order to get a treatment center here. Both Franklin and Benton counties have passed a sales tax to help pay for the residents' treatment. Just last week, Benton County made an offer to purchase the old KGH building to house the facility. But here are some of the issues. County infighting over who's in control of the project threatens to slow down or even derail it. Gerber worries that the state will move on from the project if the counties can't agree to work together.
We might fracture, we might splinter, we might get into infighting in the Tri-Cities among the different municipalities and counties, and we might kill a good project if we do that. So we're trying to hold this together and make sure that it doesn't change.
If the counties find a way to make this partnership work, Benton County proposes that people will start receiving treatment at the center by 2024. I'm Dori Luzo-Gilmore.